practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent to begin to focus on the Lord and to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Let's begin the program this morning with that great old hymn of the faith, Victory in Jesus. I love that song, and of course, as far back as I can remember, I've loved that song, and every time I hear it, I think of the words of 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, where it says this, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" The Bible teaches us that the world is that system that is diametrically opposed to God and is controlled through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the devil's in control of it. And of course, the world and the flesh and the devil is against us all of the time, whether we are Christians or not. That particular triad, as it were, will do everything that it can to keep us from serving the Lord. But the Bible tells us that one of these days the world and this wicked system of the world is going to be destroyed. And the only way to have victory over the world is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's my prayer this morning that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you've never yet trusted Christ, why don't you call upon His name right now and simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and He will, which means He will deliver you from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Him alone. And if you make that decision to trust Christ as Savior, let us know, because we have a little booklet that we'd like to send you that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. It is simply entitled, Now That I Believe. And so if this morning you call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, or maybe you've been saved for quite some time, but you've never really grown too much in the Lord, and maybe you really don't understand what this concept of salvation is all about, or even what happened to you when you trusted Christ, we'd love to send you the booklet as well. And so give us a call at 814-944-2894 and request that book, Now That I Believe. And of course, we will send it to you free of charge. That phone number is 814-944-2894, or you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And if you contact us because you've trusted Christ as Savior today, or you have in the past, but you've not really been able to grow effectively, and you're not really sure what took place in your life when you did receive Christ, then contact us and we would be delighted to send you this booklet entitled Now That I Believe. And that's the booklet to request when you call us or write to us. It's simply entitled Now That I Believe. And it's a great book that helps you to understand what has taken place in your life since you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. If you don't have a church to attend, we would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And as is the case on the fifth Sunday of every month, every time there's a fifth Sunday month, let me put it that way, we have our young people conduct the evening service. And so our young people will be conducting the evening service, and one of our young people will be preaching. And so why don't you come on out and encourage our young people at the evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And then every Wednesday we have midweek prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock. But at 6:30, we have a ministry for children and youth as well as for single moms. And if we can certainly help you in any spiritual situation that you're in, and one of those ministries would be a blessing to you, either the single moms or children or youth, or even the midweek service at 7 o'clock that is made up of prayer and Bible study, we'd love to have you drop by and participate. During the evening, Wednesday evening service with the adults, Dr. Chris Davis is giving us teaching through the book of Ephesians, verse by verse. And it's a great study, and I think that you would benefit from that as well. But again, if we can serve you in any way, please don't hesitate to contact us. Again, that phone number is 814-944-2894, or you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And you can even email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. The month of April is Missions Month here at the Faith Baptist Church, and our theme is going to be Forward in Faith for Missions. And every Wednesday and Sunday, we will be having a special point of emphasis. But this coming Tuesday, which is just 2 days away, of course, is April the 1st, and we are going to begin our Missions Month with a Ladies Missionary Fellowship. And Barb Woodring, who has spent a number of years in the Dominican Republic, will be the guest speaker. So if you're a lady and you'd like to learn more about missions, our Ladies Missionary Fellowship will launch out the Missions Month here at the Faith Baptist Church at 6:30 Tuesday evening, and we'd love to have you ladies to come on out and be involved. Missions Month at Faith Baptist Church, the month of April. The theme will be Forward in Faith for Missions, and the key verse is Mark 16:15, where it says, "And he said unto them," that is Jesus is speaking, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Please pray for us as we focus on missions here at the Faith Baptist Church in the month of April. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and praise you for the opportunity that we had to gather around the radio once again. And Lord, I know that you know everyone who is under the sound of my voice at this moment. It's my prayer that this broadcast will be used of you to bring to Christ those who are not yet saved and to encourage those who are saved. But as we focus on you and your word and good biblical hymns and songs, I pray that your spirit will so work in our lives to prepare us to worship you today in a good, solid, Bible-believing church along with others of like precious faith. Take the program and use it for your glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now here is a song on the guitar, another old hymn of the faith, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 20 and 21. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, where the Word of God says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages world without end. Amen. That's from the Spiritual Bread Box of the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Reality of Death, let's listen to another hymn of the faith entitled, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more, to trust Him more. From sin and self to sin.
How we can be thankful that when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that He does forgive us of our sin and gives us eternal life. And then as we go throughout the course of life, no matter what it is we face, those trials and temptations and difficulties, as we trust Him, He is there to see us through. Well, let me ask you a question this morning. Are you ready to die? I'm certain that many of you are thinking, well, I thought, Pastor Gary, you were going to encourage me today, and I don't want to talk about death. But, you know, it's important that we do talk about death, and today my sermon title is simply The Reality of Death. And it's important that every one of us be ready to die. And what really motivated me to give you this message this morning, apart from the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I do trust that the Spirit of God has led me into this message, and I believe that He has. But in the past week, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, two of our leading men have gone to be with the Lord. The first one last week was Lloyd Peck, who was very actively involved in our fellowship as well as in our entire community. He was involved a lot in dealing with the veterans. And then, of course, the second one who went to be with the Lord was Russ Mayhew. Now, Lloyd was the oldest member of our church, and Russ Mayhew was the second oldest member of our church, and I buried him this past Friday. In addition to that, this past week, one of my dear friends, Wendell Calder, and many of you know that man's name because he was a great Bible teacher, and for many years we had him at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, he went home to be with the Lord. Now, he wasn't expected to die, but he did. And so because of the death of these three men that I've just shared with you, I thought it would be appropriate for us to focus on the concept of death today. And so I ask you the question, are you ready to die? That's the most important question that you and I can ever deal with in our personal lives. So let's talk about it a little bit. First of all, death is the result of sin. You might remember that back in Genesis chapter 2, when the Lord was in the process of actually bringing this universe together, he spoke to Adam, and he says in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, as he spoke to Adam, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Well, I think we know the rest of the story, because as we turn to Genesis chapter 3, we find that Satan, in the form of the serpent, tempted Eve to partake of that forbidden fruit, and she led her husband Adam to do so, and because of it, death came upon them both. Had they not partaken of that forbidden fruit, they would still be alive. But because of the fact that God said, if you partake of this fruit, thou shalt surely die, they did die. And the Bible tells us, as we study the Word of God, that the wages of sin is death. And the reason why we die is simply because of sin. And of course, we're all going to die, because the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And so death is the result of sin. Secondly, death is an inexcusable appointment. An inexcusable appointment. In the book of Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment." You have an appointment of death, and I have an appointment of death as well. We never know when that's going to happen. I could die today, you could die today. And whenever our appointed time of death comes, we are not going to change it. We can't extend it, we can't even shorten it. God, when we were born, established the day that we are going to die. And we might take all sorts of vitamins and eat the right food and think that we are prolonging our lives. Well, we're not really prolonging them. We might be eating the right kind of things to give us a better quality of life. But when that appointed time comes to die, we're going to die. Back in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8 and verse 8, it says, as it relates to death, "There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it." The fact of the matter is, when it comes time for us to die, there's nothing we can do to retain the spirit within our body. Our spirit will leave our body, and that's the definition of death, really. It's the separation of the body, the soul, and the spirit. So death is the result of sin. Death is an inescapable appointment. Think of that. An inescapable appointment, something that we are all going to face. You could die before this program is over, and so could I. And the thing to take into consideration, thirdly, is that death is the door to eternity. The door to eternity. In Luke chapter 16, we see the parable, and I think it's a real story, of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man was a godless man. Lazarus was a godly man. And in Luke chapter 16, verses 22 and 23, it tells us that both of them died. The rich man died and immediately went to hell. Lazarus died and immediately went into the presence of the Lord. And thus we say that death is the door to eternity. Those who know the Lord Jesus Christ, when they die, go into the presence of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "We are absent from the body and present with the Lord." The moment we close our eyes in death as Christians is the moment we open our eyes in the presence of the Lord. On the other hand, for those who do not know the Lord, the moment they close their eyes in death, they open their eyes in hell, awaiting the eternal lake of fire. And so death is the door to eternity. Where will the door of death take you? Will it be heaven or will it be hell? You know, these three men I mentioned at the beginning of the message, Lloyd Peck and Russ Mayhew and Wendell Calder, when they closed their eyes in death the other day, they opened them in the presence of the Lord because they knew the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The final thing I want to share with you this morning is that death is overcome through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's important to remember. Death is overcome through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He suffered and he bled and died on the cross of Calvary. And then he arose again triumphantly on the third day to give the forgiveness of sins and eternal life to all who call upon his name. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, when you die, you'll go to hell awaiting the eternal lake of fire. If you have trusted Christ as Savior, when you die, you'll be promoted into heaven. The question is, are you ready to die? Death is a reality. It's going to come upon you at some point of time. Make sure that you're ready to die through faith in Jesus Christ. Remember John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You're going to die sometime. Be ready for it by trusting Christ as Savior. And if today you call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you, contact us and we'll send you that little booklet entitled "Now That I Believe" that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, thank you for joining us today. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Please go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. God bless you.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.